Are you a fan of the Grateful Dead and can't make it to Vegas this summer to see Dead & Company at the Sphere? You can join me at a Deadhead show right here in the Metro. This is Daisy Hutzel-Rodman, managing editor of Omaha Magazine's Content Studios Omaha, with your top five Best of Omaha events on KVNO Arts Today. Starting your top five Best of Omaha events from June 26th through July 23rd is a show by one of my favorite bands. Dark Star Orchestra has performed over 3,100 shows in the last 25 years. I love these guys. This band is known for recreating Grateful Dead shows note for note, such as the show originally performed at the storied Winterland Arena in 1977, which Dark Star performed earlier this spring. You should check them out. They are a lot of fun. And it's even more fun when you figure out the date of the original show before they announce it at the end of the night. Dark Star Orchestra is playing June 30th at Astro Amphitheater. After you see DSO play a smokin' show, let's bring the heat at Playing with Fire Fest, which is celebrating its 20th year. The festival aims to bridge communities through the power of music from around the world, and performers are coming from as far away as Scotland. Playing with Fire Fest happens July 11th through 13th at the Performance Pavilion at Jean Leahy Mall. Some of you might prefer to head inside and chill out. That's why Hot Shops Art Center is displaying a colorful display of paintings by Omaha artists Darlis Vandevort and Michelle Daisley Moffat. Dances with Colors is on display July 3rd through 28th at Hot Shops Art Center. Did you know that only about 25% of all brass instrument players are female? That's true. And two New York City brass players, Alex Harris and Allie Chapel, discover that they share similar frustrations about the emerging brass scene, particularly in New York City. So they came together to form a group dedicated to showcasing the talents of female brass musicians. Brass Queens is playing at Midtown Crossing's Jazz on the Green on July 18th. Let's go back to La Vista. The Astro Amphitheater is bringing in huge names all summer long. Whether you are into psychedelic rock, 60s pop, or metalcore, you can see it all. In late July, they are bringing a cappella group Straight No Chaser. But here's the fun part. Coming with them, Lisa Loeb. That's right. Cue the soundtrack to 1994's Reality Bites. Here's a fun fact. Ethan Hawke himself handed a demo of the song to director Ben Stiller. That song, Stay, became a big hit for Loeb, and you can hear her in Omaha when she performs with Straight No Chaser on July 21st. It is definitely outdoor music season here in the Omaha Metro. There are so many good shows coming. You'll be sure to find your groove somewhere. I'm Daisy Hutzel-Rodman, managing editor of Omaha Magazine's Content Studios Omaha, with your top five Best of Omaha events on KVNO's Arts Today.